word on Today FM.
Not a surprise today that Graham Rowntree left Munster Rugby. The full circumstances of how it was decided have not been revealed. We're joined by Liam Toland to discuss this, who of course has played for both Munster and Leinster in the past and is a regular here in our rugby coverage on The Last Word, and who lives in Limerick. What's your reaction been in Limerick to this news?
Well, my own personal reaction is I'm stunned because I know Graham personally. I'm not pals with him, but he's an extraordinary character, a really, really solid type of guy. You know, the type of guy you'd really want to be coaching, kind of a son of yours or a family member of yours. He really has the Munster DNA in his blood. And when you look at the facts, obviously this season, Munster have been struggling. But if you know, two seasons ago, Munster won the URC under really challenging circumstances, which was a huge, huge fillip. Last season, they came top of the table and they won 13 games in doing so. They've played six so far with 12 left and they've won two. So really, to get back to where they wanted it, they'd need to kind of win 10 or 11 of their remaining 12 games, which is a huge challenge, obviously. But the reality this season, Matt, is we knew coming into the season that they were going to struggle in maybe the second or third round because the internationals' unavailability and then the tour to South Africa. But the injury level has been just extraordinary on top of it. So I have huge sympathy for Graham Rowntree. I don't know the details behind it. It's when it's mentioned as a mutual agreement, it sounds like one of the parties gave the other one an ultimatum. But I'm blown away by it because...
I actually have had limited dealings with him, apart from on two occasions I spent well over an hour with him filming videos, video interviews. And he struck me as one of the most decent guys that I've come across in rugby. He is an extraordinarily empathetic individual. He actually really spoke so well about looking after players, giving them opportunities, and he clearly loved living in Limerick. He was a guy that really sort of settled in the place. So for him now to be going so suddenly is an absolute shock. And I think an awful lot of fans who have met him are saying similar things and saying, look, he had this understrength squad to work with this year, because when you lost the likes of RG Snyder, Anton Friesch, Simon Zeebo retiring, they were going to, and the new players coming in have barely featured, the exception of Tom Farrell because of injuries. He was playing with an underloaded deck to an extent, because Munster simply doesn't have the money to invest in players in the way that Leinster has. And I know that sometimes Leinster fans sort of, you know, maybe sneer a little bit about Munster or produce their own players, but there is this massive population difference that Leinster has. Dublin, the capital city, with this enormous population, and 11 more counties. And as somebody said to me yesterday, Leinster goes on about representing 12 counties. Munster and Connacht between them have only 11.
Yeah, well, here's where I'm going to diverge from your logic. I totally get Graham Rowntree. I'm devastated for him. He's a smashing guy. You know, he's the type of fellow you really would wish for success. And he has experienced success. He's had huge success in Munster in many, many ways. But going back to your point, Cork City or Cork County is a population of what? 500,000 people?
Yeah.
And with the greatest respect, are useless at sport in terms of the amount of people that live down there. And you kind of say, why is it that Munster Rugby, as an example, have developed four regional centres in Munster, one of which is in Cork? It is expected to be opened in 2025. That's 30 years after rugby went professional, which went professional in 1995. So Munster Rugby as an entity are miles behind. And I often hear it, and I've spoken to you about it many times, Matt, how people are kind of bemoaning the Leinster school system. Munster in Cork are 500,000 people. They've two key schools playing rugby down there, and that's it. And you kind of go, well, hang on a second here. The cause and effect, the effect that we see today is a super, super rugby guy has departed. Now, the background behind it, I don't know.
Well, hold on a second. I'm going to take up the cudgels for Cork against you as a Limerick guy, all right? Let's not... Yep. We don't want this. There's always been traditionally a split in Munster between Limerick and Cork. But Don Lenihan wrote a fantastic piece in the Irish Examiner a couple of weeks ago, which I'd recommend to people, after Munster lost to Leinster, in which he was pointing out the budgetary problems and the rest of it, but also pointing out about the ridiculousness of the game that's on this weekend, the Munster against New Zealand match, which I'll be in Limerick for on Saturday, that could have been played at Páirc Uí to raise a lot more money for Munster. And instead we're told that it doesn't have the corporate hospitality facilities for some of the sponsors. But it wasn't just the money. All the big games in Munster rugby in the Heineken Cup era have been played in Limerick at Thomond Park. Fair enough. It's all been focused on Limerick. So at least bring some of the big URC games, like the game against Leinster, and these touring matches, like the last couple were, to Cork, to make Cork people feel more involved in Munster rugby alongside the Limerick people.
Well, you're actually agreeing 100% with me, Matt, so I'm a bit bemused why you've jumped in there, but I agree with you.
No, you said Cork sport is useless, and I'll let that go away by.
Yeah, but that's true. Like, how can Cork, like, put it this way, I know we're getting into barroom discussion here, but how can Cork not be clear in an All-Ireland hurling final when you look at the numbers? How can Cork Gaelic football not be performing, or Cork soccer, etc.? Anyway, my point isn't that. My point is the disjointed nature of Munster rugby, that the four regional centres to enhance the quality of the game around the province are only being opened. The Limerick Centre has just received planning permission. This is 30 years into the journey of... Now, this isn't Graham Rowntree's fault. This, like, there's deep-rooted issues and divides.
Indeed, and
Liam,
Munster
rugby that's coming back to haunt the product, ultimately.
And Liam, there's a listener, Niall in Dublin, says Limerick hurling success is the reason for the Munster drop-off. So, look, in the time we've available to us, does this suggest that it's almost an impossible job for whoever comes in as coach, that they can't produce miracles? Or could it be that a Felix Jones or Mike Prendergast, if he's promoted, or anyone else might get a better tune out of the players they have available to them?
I think the simple answer is that you see online now, this is for Ronan O'Gara, etc. Who in the right mind would take on Munster rugby in its current state? And that's a real problem. So you mentioned Manchester United. They've millions to sort out this problem, the problems they have, and they're struggling. Munster are miles behind where they need to be, and a lot of it is self-inflicted wounds. So I would be surprised. There's a lot of really good rugby people in Munster. Ian Costello is an example of one who came in 2021 and has transformed the academy system, and there's lots of really good people in the system. But the overarching, like Ian Flanagan, who is the CEO, he joined in 2019 as well. Like, he has a lot of questions to answer on how Munster rugby is functioning and how the disjointed nature of within the club system, the school system, you can go all the way into it. But there hasn't been a combined concept of a direction how the province needs to function, participation, elite participation, etc. There's a lot of issues that need to be sorted, and Graham Rowntree's departure won't be sorting them.
And do they need to actually get active in the transfer market, if that's possible at this time of the year, and bulk up the squad with some seriously talented players rather than just depending on younger players coming through to fill all the gaps, particularly up front? Because for all the good backs that Munster have, and when Munster have possession, you do think they look like scoring. You have to have the possession and you have to be able to defend against the other packs. We don't have forwards like we used to have. Do they have to go and buy particularly front five forwards?
Well, there's certainly a worry when you see two great, great players like John Ryan and Stephen Archer, both 36 years of age, playing massive amounts of rugby in them. There's a huge injury crisis. Like, if a magic wand came back and Ollie Yeager and Edwin Edogobo, etc., and Witcherly, all these guys were back playing, that would certainly solve a lot of problems. Then you factor in over the next coming weeks, you've got six players going away. Only six players in the Irish 35 coming from Munster. That tells you its own story as well. Calvin Nash, Crowley, Casey, Murray, Byrne, and Peter Mann, he was currently injured as well. So you could argue there's five players gone away. But they're really scraping they're playing a massive, massive fixture against the All Blacks. We've discussed, should it be in Cork? Absolutely, could be in Cork. But, like, they're scraping the barrel and the players they've available to them. And the academy, there's going to be players who are already playing this season who've come out of, say, club rugby, out of Gary Owen, etc. So they're really at basement. So there's an awful lot of things that the CEO, Flanagan, has to be able to lead us in order to encourage us to go and pay for tickets to go to these games. There has to be some sort of a sales pitch from that level about where Munster rugby is going.
Liam Toland, thank you, and I forgive you for what you said about Cork. It's already, there's one listener says it's the quote of the year. You can tell where that one probably coming from.
The Last Word on Today FM.